You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The enhanced odds, Mesut Ozil to score and Arsenal to win, was 23-20, enhanced slightly to 5-4, and Matt Reed to score and Lincoln City to win was 50-1, now 66-1. Derek, Arsenal, the humiliation complete midweek against Bayern Munich. Lost the first leg 5-1, lost the second leg 5-1 as well, beaten 10-2 on aggregate. I'm interested here in the betting for Arsene Wenger to be manager on the first day of next season for Arsenal. No is 4-11, yes is 2-1. I think some Arsenal fans are in for more misery, Derek, because I still think he's going to be there the start of next season.
Well, he's defiant, isn't he? He should have gone long ago in my eyes. I've been set banging this drum for about five seasons. He was a manager in charge of an 8-2 defeat against Man United, by the way. He wasn't in charge of Middlesbrough or anybody like that. He was in charge of Arsenal and they lost 8-2. I can't think of any other top-flight manager of the top six sides who could have taken that result on the chin and still be there years later. I mean, that was an absolutely shocking display. And since then, there's been a million of them. And the guy's got no right to be in that position. £8 million a year to take Arsenal to where they are now, which is probably as bad as they've been in any stage of the last 10 years. I mean, against Bayern the other night, it looked like the players had given up on him about 2 years after the fans did. And, if you're Lincoln, they've beaten good sides in Ipswich, Brighton and Burnley, and they'll go to the Emirates with no fear, especially if they've watched Arsenal's last few matches. You mentioned those two 5-1 thrashings by Bayern, but also they've been battered at Liverpool and they've been battered by Chelsea. In recent weeks, 2-3-1 defeats. I 1-12 Arsenal. They should be absolute certainties. They're playing against a team from the Vanarama, which is about as much fun to watch as Panorama. But I couldn't back them the way they are now, because they've got their squad. They're bereft of confidence. And they've got no faith in the manager. You can tell that. I mean, look at the body language of Alexis Sanchez. I mean, he just can't wait to get away. I don't know what to think here. I really don't. I mean, I actually think Lincoln should be a bigger price, given that they're playing away to a team that, not so long ago was second favourites for the title. I'm going to go for Lincoln at around a 6-4 mark with a 3-goal start. Because what you get from Lincoln is a well-organised side. I mean, I was reading it earlier in the week, the manager's philosophy in games like this. He breaks the match down into 9-10 minute spells, right? Compete with them just for 10 minutes now, right? Next 10 minutes, compete with them again. And they've shown he's been decent side, Lincoln, in the Cup so far. They're not a team. They're a non-league team playing at Arsenal, but they're not a non-league team that you can see getting hammered 6-7-0. So I'm going to go for them with 3-goal start.
It's actually 29-20 now, Lincoln plus 3. All the cash has been for Arsenal in the respective markets since the match betting became available. And I suppose, Tom, the FA Cup has been a source of respite for Arsene Wenger throughout the last decade, really. If his team get beaten by Lincoln on Saturday tea time, surely even Wenger can't withstand the backlash that will follow.
But the problem is at Arsenal is, it's kind of a power vacuum, isn't it? And he's right at the centre of it. He's in complete control of his own destiny. And people say he'll only leave when he wants to go. That's because no one would dare make a decision above him. I mean, this is a man who has almost single-handedly picked the executive board around him. I mean, he pretty much interviewed the chief executive at Arsenal for the job. I mean, I don't know where else in the world that would happen, in what other sort of industry or business that would be allowed to happen. So it's completely down to him. And what you've got now is you've got a bit of a toxic atmosphere at Arsenal. You've obviously got the collapse at the end of the game in midweek. You've got now, it's coming from players. I mean, Theo Walcott said, hasn't he, that there's been problems in the dressing room. Wenger now consistently is having to sort of bat stuff away, and he's not doing a particularly good job of it. And when this all comes together at a football club, it leads to unrest in the dressing room and an inability, I think, for the players to play at their maximum. A, because they either don't want to, or B, because they can't because of the environment that's around it and almost the pressure that's on them. I mean, this should be a routine game for Arsenal, but we're not talking about it like that, are we? This is ridiculous. The gulf between the two sides is absurd. And Arsenal are at home. It shouldn't even be a question, but it is. Because also, Lincoln come into this equation. and probably of the FA Cup games I've seen this season, they are as defensively organised and as and the ability to frustrate that they have is as good as anything I've seen this season, genuinely. I mean, they were that good at Burnley, they got right underneath their skin, and I think they'll do exactly the same. I mean, Wenger himself made the point when they played Sutton, the fitness isn't an issue anymore. It's not as big an issue as it was when you're looking down the divisions and you're looking at four or five leagues between teams. Now, these teams are fit, and you look at Lincoln, in their away matches recently, and I know the opposition they've been playing against, but Burnley are in the mix as well here, but six clean sheets from their last seven matches away from home. Now, in the National League, that is no mean feat, and I think obviously, they're up against sort of top class, supposedly top class players, or certainly players with far more ability than they come up against recently. You know what it's going to be like this game. You know it. Arsenal are going to be lethargic at the start. Lincoln are going to sit in, obviously be compact and try and frustrate. And you're back in Arsenal in scintillating form. Arsenal in top form, no problem. They pull this team around. But I can't see it in this one. I'd see them, of course, getting through because somehow Giroud will come off the bench or he'll pop up with an 85th minute winner. But I can't look too far past, you know, what Derek suggested there of Lincoln on the handicap +3 at 29-20. Also, I'm going to have a small stake on Arsenal to win by a goal at 6-1. And that probably suggests to me 1-0 because, for all Lincoln being great defensively, they ain't a team apart from set pieces that are going to be able to get up that big Emirates pitch. So it's a matter of how long. It's damage limitations for Lincoln, which is why I think Lincoln +3 at 29-20 looks cracking value.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now.